So now we come to chapter 7, which is about collaborative planning. We'll cover the following topics in this chapter: collaborative planning, collaborative demand planning, collaborative supply planning, forecasting and demand planning, and then we will summarize the lessons learned. So collaborative planning concepts. Collaborative planning is a technique that combines intelligence of all partners involved in a supply chain to plan and fulfill the customer demand. So here, when you say that all partners involved in a supply chain, so you have all the functions which are part of the supply chain plus all the partners, that means external partners such as the distributor, customers and even the supplier. Main objective of collaborative planning is to increase the efficiency of the supply chain network by concentrating on reducing the inventory cost, transportation and logistics cost, and increasing availability to the customer. And yes, the collaborative planning actually achieves all these, and we will see how it does it. How is it different from the traditional planning model that we have seen so far? So the concepts, coming to the concept, it provides a framework which gives the flow of goods, services and information. Collaborative planning aims at integrating all the players in the supply chain. So that means you are controlling the flow of goods and service, the flow of information. Communication is the key in collaborative planning, and everyone acts as a team in a collaborative planning. So in collaborative planning method, all the suppliers and retailers share their information, and this information helps in forecasting the inventory in a better and more efficient way and making sure the inventory is constantly updated. So this is what we said, you know, that in a traditional model, you are only informing the supplier of what your requirement is going to be. But in a collaborative approach, you are also looking into the inventories and the production plan of your supplier. Likewise, you are also looking at the inventory of your distributor and sometimes even of the retailer. So you have a higher visibility, more transparency, which actually tells you what is the inventory you have in the entire supply chain, in entire value chain. In a collaborative supply chain, the business partners exchange planning information as well as inventory information to make the supply chain planning information transparent, which we already have discussed. The transparency of planning ensures that both the business partners are aligned with less disruption in the supply chain. So when you have a better transparency, any surge in demand or any drop in demand will be visible. Any inventory which is there in the system at any stage, whether it is the retailer, whether it is the distributor, or whether it is your own unit. Same is the case with the supplier. So whatever is the inventory the supplier is holding, you are completely aware about it. So just to show you the concept, we look at this metrics which is based on planning collaboration, and you cannot see here, but this is the inventory collaboration. So you have two options here, whether you have a planning collaboration or not, and whether you have an inventory collaboration or not. And this will tell you what is the maturity level of the supply chain system that is being followed. So take the case of a planning collaboration where you don't have any planning collaboration. That means you don't really share your plan with your suppliers. Inventory collaboration also, there is no inventory collaboration. So here it's a purely a traditional model where when you require the material, you will release a purchase order giving the product quantity and time when you require it. And the supplier will also supply the material as per the agreed service level agreement. The other option is that you have a planning collaboration. So in this case, whatever is your plan, even you don't release a purchase order, you are sharing what is the plan. That means what is your demand plan, what is your MRP plan, what is going to be your requirement. You may also share what is the inventory you are holding. So the vendor or the supplier knows exactly when he is supposed to replenish the stock. And he can proactively plan his production, keep his inventory levels to service your requirement. Coming to the inventory planning or inventory collaboration. So we have already seen this when there is no inventory collaboration. But where there is an inventory collaboration, but you don't have a planning collaboration, there you can resort to the vendor managed replenishment system. So you do not have a system which shares actually your production schedules, etc., with your vendor. Maybe the vendor is not equipped to receive this kind of a system through EDI or through a ERP interface. So in such a case, you can have a vendor managed replenishment system. What happens in such a system is the vendor maintains a certain stock level at your place, and the material is considered to be sold by the vendor when you are drawing the material from that stock. So it is actually a vendor store or a vendor warehouse which is maintained at your end, and you are drawing the material as and when required, and the vendor is monitoring how the stock levels have been moving. When the stock comes down, he will again replenish the stocks. And the fourth example, type 4, is where you have a planning collaboration and you have a inventory collaboration. You have a synchronized supply. That means you are sharing the planning information and you are sharing the inventory information. So what happens here is that the vendor is aligned with your planning process. He shares the inventory that he is holding at his end. He also shares the available to promise at his end, and he will make sure that he will supply the material as and when there is a requirement at your end. So he also knows what are your inventory levels, and he is able to decide on his own when the material is to be supplied. So the collaborative planning has led companies to implement some industry leading concepts such as vendor managed inventory and collaborative planning, forecasting and replenishment system. So we have seen that, you know, even when you do not have a high level of integration through IT solution, you still can have the vendor managed inventory where you are making sure that the material is available, and the vendor monitors the stock which is lying at your end, which is on account of the vendor. That means you have still not purchased the material, and he keeps on replenishing this inventory. These concepts form industry best practices for companies who have shown high supply chain maturity on high planning and inventory collaboration, as shown in the below figure or the previous figure that we have seen. So we go a little deeper into vendor managed inventory. This concept involves a business model in which an agreement is reached between the buyer and supplier, whereby the supplier takes responsibility for keeping the agreed level of inventory at the buyer's consumption location. So in your store or at your shop floor, they will maintain the required inventory levels, and they will require a feedback, or they will be monitoring the inventory on their own. And as soon as the inventory depletes, they will replenish that much inventory again. So you are always assured of availability of the material. The supplier monitors the buyer demand, closing to ensure the inventory levels are optimal for just-in-time supply to the buyer's manufacturing location. So it may not always be just-in-time in this case, because here the monitoring and the replenishment frequency is not that high. It may be every 2 days or maybe once in a week or so, depending upon the kind of consumption which is there. A good example of this concept is seen in the automotive industry, where the components are supplied just in time for car production. So the vendor managed inventory is still not exactly the JIT. The JIT is actually part of the what we saw in the type 3 maturity, you know, where there is a planning and inventory collaboration. So there you have a Kanban system which is driven by a ERP, and the vendor will supply the material just in time. Here the vendor maintains a certain amount of inventory at the site. He is not sure how you're going to consume it, and he only monitors the level. Just in time generally works with even further lower inventory levels as compared to the vendor managed inventory. Collaborative planning, forecasting and replenishment. So this business model combines multiple trading partners' intelligence in planning and fulfillment of the customer demand. So you are using the intelligence, and then when you say intelligence, it is not just the mental faculty that we are talking of. We are talking of the market intelligence also. So in terms of how the product is moving in the market on the shelves, let's say at a supermarket or so. So this information is also available to you. CPFR introduces sales and marketing best practices such as category management and point of sale forecasting to overall supply chain planning by increasing stock availability to customer demand. So this is what we were talking about, you know, the retailer, he actually provides information to you as the product is getting sold. So when you look at the point of sale, so you know, you may have a clothing store company and you find that certain kind of t-shirts are selling. The company can actually look at, now it may be a dedicated store, so they will be actually able to track that which piece of garment or which apparel has sold and how many numbers, what size, what color, what variant, everything is known. So you are having a better transparency. You see, in the traditional model, what happens is you don't have much visibility on the vendor side. You are placing order and getting the material as and when you require with the lead times, etc. The lead times could be sometimes pretty high, like it is 15 days. So you are always carrying certain safety stock to tide over any surge or any variation in the demand. But when you are having information about the inventory at his end, you are also sharing the information of your production plan, then he may be, the supplier may be keeping certain stocks, he may have some ready inventory. So in that case, you don't need to carry the safety stocks, you can just call off the material. So you ask him to deliver the material as and when you require the material. Also, internally, the supplier also knows that when the material, the inventory has depleted at his end, he will produce fresh material and replenish his inventory. And also, he will be planning his production aligned with your production plan or your material requirement plan. So even in the point of sale, you have in a traditional system visibility only up to your warehouse. So once the material moves out of your warehouse, then you do not know whether the material is lying with the distributor, third party distributor, or whether it is lying with the retailer. So sometimes it may so happen you are making a product without really realizing that already there is a high amount of stock at the retailer, right? But when you have the point of sale visibility, then you exactly know how much stock the retailer is holding, how much stock the distributor is holding. And in this kind of a case, many a times you have more demand in one place and less demand in another place, but you have, let's say, inventories available in the system, especially in the textile or the garment industry. You are resorting to things like moving the inventory from one market to the other. So you find that the product is not moving in one particular market, but the same product is moving in another market. You can just shift the inventory. So you are ensuring that even your partners, whether it is the retailer or the distributor, they are operating with optimum inventory. So everyone in the process gains. So this concept aims at reducing the inventory, transportation and logistics cost. Because when you have a complete visibility, then you are optimizing not just your inventory, but you are optimizing the inventory throughout the value chain. And what we said was right from supplier down to the retailer. A good example is seen in the retail distribution industry, where the retailer exchanges the point of sale and inventory information with the supplier for generating a replenishment plan. And this is a very classic case, because you must have heard of the bullwhip effect. In bullwhip, what happens is, the classic example given is of a baby diaper. Now, babies use the diaper, you know, at a very steady rate. A typical baby may require, let's say, 5 or 6 diapers in a day. And that consumption is fairly regular. But what happens is, the parents of the baby are going and buying the diaper once in a week or once in a month. Now, if you see in the Western countries, the diapers are available in huge packs. So they will be available in packs of like 100 diapers or 200 diapers. So when you look at the demand as seen by the retail, by a supermarket or so, they will see a spike, which is maybe every weekend, because when the parents actually go shopping and when they replenish the stocks, they will see a spike. Similarly, the distributor may see a different spike. And what happens is, the behavior of the retailer, you know, when he orders the material or he focuses the material on the distributor and the distributor focusing to the manufacturer, you will find that there is a wide fluctuation and a wide amplification of the market variation. And this is what is known as the bullwhip effect. So you have a very steady consumption, but the focus that you see at the manufacturing end or at the supplier end will be totally skewed. And this can be avoided when you have a collaborative planning, because in a collaborative planning, you have a total visibility. So you know what is the stock, what is the goods in transit, what are the goods at the distributor, and you can plan your production accordingly to optimize the entire value chain. So value chain maturity configuration, we saw the metrics, you know, the maturity metrics. So we saw the type 0, where there is no planning collaboration and there is no inventory collaboration. So which is the traditional system, which means that each level in supply chain will issue purchase orders and replenish the stock without considering the upstream and downstream tiers of supply chain. There is no formal collaboration between the supplier and the buyer. So it's like, you know, there is no partnership or there is no long-term relationship. So it's like, you know, today I may ask if it's a commodity, raw material or so. I ask 3 or 4 people and I find that one of them is giving it to me at a very competitive price. I place the order on him. So I do not have any collaboration with any of, or no partnership with the supplier. Type 1, information exchange. So I have a planning collaboration, but I don't have an inventory collaboration. So I have a partner, I have a quota system that I'm going to buy 80% from you, 15% from somebody else, and 5% from a third party. And I will share the information of what my plan is, so that they are able to plan their production accordingly. I even share my forecast for the coming months, so that they, if they have to cover their raw material or they have to plan their production for the coming months, they can do so. So information exchange or sharing means the supplier and the buyer order independently, but still exchange information on capacity and long-term planning. So it could be the capacity, the forecast are shared, or even in some cases, the inventory levels are being shared. Type 2, the vendor-managed replenishment. So here you don't have a planning collaboration, but you have an inventory collaboration. So in this configuration, the task of generating the replenishment is passed to the supplier, who manages the buyer's inventory and the service level for the customer order fulfillment. So he's been told that, look, you have to maintain a stock of this particular component. And at any given point of time, I need to have 500 components. So what he will do? He will monitor these stocks. The moment the stocks come to, let's say, 300 level, he will replenish the stocks by another 200 numbers. And this way, he will ensure that always the availability is maintained and your customer fulfillment is not hampered. The type 3 synchronized supply. So this is the type where you have the planning collaboration as well as the inventory collaboration. So synchronized supply eliminates one decision point and merges the replenishment decision with the production and material planning run performed by the supplier. The supplier takes charge of the replenishment inventory process to control its operations, manufacturing process, and can react immediately to any demand variation in this configuration. So what you're doing is you are sharing your material requirement plan, where you are saying what numbers, by when you require them. You are also sharing what are the inventory levels you are holding at your end, so that if they are depleting, immediately the supplier knows that there may be a surge in the demand. So he is also geared for it. And he will get the information for call-offs so that, you know, you are not holding safety stocks at your end. And the supplier is constantly monitoring this information and he ensures the availability of the product without you having to keep safety stocks, etc. So you may not have a safety stock, or you may have a minimum safety stock based on the reaction time or the lead time which is required to replenish the stocks.